It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Keeping it local.
This is the High School Football Scoreboard Show.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain, and Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today at markspain.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The game at 99thegame.com. Sam and Chris, 9 floors up in our Midtown Atlanta studios on this Friday night, and people are dodging the raindrops wherever you may be throughout our listening area. Some people have gotten very little rain. Some have gotten some rain. Some have had torrential downpours during their game tonight.
I do think as a whole, Sam, we kind of gotten lucky with the weather.
Think so?
I mean, are those predictions, you know, that this was going to be a bad day for us? You know, a few days ago with the storm and all, it just looked like it was going to time up really bad for us. Kind of like what we had when we were at the Corky Kale, you know, wherever. We didn't have that day today. So I'm thankful for that. But, yes, a few places look like they got it worse than others. But I think as a whole, I know some of these people listening, it coming back in the car wet from that game are thinking,
they probably
okay. Well, luckily, I mean, as a whole, it was better today.
There are some people that did get rain now. Yeah. There are some. But we think, by and large, it ended up being a
I was worried we were going to have one of those nights where we're sitting here trying to figure out what to talk about, and it's been the second quarter, and it's 10:30.
Yep. You know? And lightning delays, and everybody's sitting in their locker room waiting to see if they're ever going to get to play. That hasn't not been the case tonight, and games have been played, and some games are going final. We mentioned some final scores in our last segment, and we're keeping an eye on some games as they do go final in the area. Pass those scores along to you. Marist, a winner over Northview, 57-0. Marist winner big time in this one. St. Pius has beaten Druid Hills, 55-13 final. St. Pius a winner in that one. North Clayton's a winner, 49-6 over Mundy's Mill. That game is going final. Stars Mill and Luella, tight finish. Stars Mill with the win, 17-13 final. That one's done. Woodland Stockbridge, 21-18 winners over Eagles Landing Christian.
Wow. Yeah, nice win for Woodland Stockbridge, yeah.
A very good win for them. So these are some games that have gone final. Fourth quarter score, Mays 7, Pace 3.
Yo.
Boy, yeah.
That's one of those, you know, I said you used to record and you'd say the final score was 7-3.
Yeah.
They're actually making me look foolish. They're actually going to have a 7-3 tonight, right?
They got a tight one tonight. They got a real tight one tonight. Final score, Cedartown is 5-0. They've beaten Allatoona 45-7. Final score in that game tonight. So there's some of the scores that have gone final. We're watching for more. Let's check in with our reporters. They got updates for us. Starting with Day-Day Lewis.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, High School Scoreboard Show with Sam Crenshaw and Coach Chris Parker, Damian Dede Lewis live at Cambridge High School for homecoming, and we are headed into the fourth quarter. Cambridge still on top, 17-12. Yes, Calhoun finally finding their way into the end zone. Trace Hawkins, touchdown pass to Justin Beasley on a screen pass, and just like that, they're back in the game. They failed on that two-point conversion, but again, they're trailing just by 5 now, 17-12, as we get ready to get the fourth quarter underway from Cambridge High School for the High School Scoreboard Show with Sam Crenshaw and Coach Chris Parker. I'm Damian Dede Lewis, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Back to you guys.
Thanks a lot, Dede, for that update there out of Cambridge. Like I said, you said there's still time to play. You don't count Calhoun out, even if they're on the road.
Yeah, you don't count them out, but, you know, it's getting close. It's getting close. That's a good one. Glad that one's going on. We got some good ones tonight, Sam. And you can't count great programs out. Calhoun's one of them, right? You can't count Cambridge out. We talked about Oconee County and Stevens County. Our friend Kurt Miller listened to us and say, hey, Oconee showed up tonight. They got some guys back. The coach got going. You don't ever count a team like that out.
Yeah.
I wouldn't count Stevens County out next week.
No.
Whoever they're playing. You know, that's the nature of high school football. You got to be consistent bring it every week. Some weeks you're coming off a tough loss. Some week you're coming off a great win. Sometimes you had a game rained out. Whatever it is,
right?
Who can play great the next week? And you don't count out these programs that do it year in, year out with coaches that do it year in, year out.
Yep. Because they always find a way. At least they always seem to. Eric Slaughter, keeping an eye on things with Bowden and Heard County. Let's check in with him.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game's Friday Night High School Scoreboard Show. This is Eric Slaughter coming to you from Bowden High School in Bowden, Georgia. We head to the fourth quarter with a one-score contest. The Heard County Braves have ran off 14 unanswered points and have narrowed the lead of Bowden to 28-21. They scored two touchdowns after falling down 28-7 late in the third quarter, and now we have 12 minutes of football to go to determine the outcome of this contest. The Red Devils will take over possession to start the fourth quarter, looking to increase their lead. But once again, 28-21 is your score as we start the fourth quarter. We'll check in at the final, but for now, let's go back to the studio to Sam and Chris.
All right. Thanks a lot, Eric, for keeping an eye on the game there. Two great programs. Two-time defending state champion.
Yeah, I mean, the two-time defending state championship Bowden, but Heard not backing down. You know, Bowden jumps out on you. That's the team that's won the state championship 2 years in a row. You want to see, is your team going to fight back, or are they just going to let them win?
Yeah.
You know, and I think you're seeing a lot out of that Heard team tonight. They're not going to back down. They're one mistake away. Bowden makes a mistake, we got a tied ball game. And that's where you want to be in the fourth quarter playing the defending champs.
Giving yourself a chance. One more report. We got one here from Garrett Chapman. Let's check in with him. He's out at Carrollton.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the High School Scoreboard Show. This is Garrett Chapman live at Carrollton High School. 35-10 is your score. We got 12 seconds to go here in the third quarter. And, guys, it's been pretty much all Carrollton here, even in the second half. I told you that at the end of the first half, it was just the Trojans were taking advantage of more opportunities, but now they have just worn down this Gainesville defense just to the point where they just broke off a 75-yard touchdown run. Kamari Farmer, the running back, he scored his second touchdown of the day. This one, of course, he broke it off on the first play from scrimmage after forcing a punt. Before that, of course, Juju Lewis, I've talked to you guys about him. He's one of the best quarterbacks in the state of Georgia. And he just continues to shine. He just connected on another touchdown pass, Ryan Mosley. But what really felt like a difference maker in this quarter was actually coming off on the heels of a pretty successful Gainesville drive. They got all the way up to the goal line inside of the 2-yard line. They pick up a first down on the 1-yard line. And then subsequently inside of the 2-yard line, end up having six different opportunities to score. Carrollton holds on all six opportunities. But then Carrollton's not able to go get anything of their own. They're trying to get the ball off the goal line, and of course, Uwais Play is doing that. And that's when Gainesville is able to get in there, block the punt. I have videos of both of those plays. Go check them out at GChapATL on Twitter. But guys, I felt like that was going to be a turning point here for Gainesville, but Juju Lewis came back out on the field and just led this gorgeous drive, and that's what great players do. 35-10 is your score. We're coming up right here to the end of the third quarter and another penalty flag. Guys, this is probably like the 20th penalty that we've had in this game. Fortunately, I don't think it's going to affect the outcome just based off of the scoreline as it stands right now, but pretty much feels like it's all she wrote. Joey King, the head coach of the Carrollton Trojans. Unless anything changes, I'll be catching up with him at the end of this game. 35-10 is your score. Carrollton over Gainesville. Sam and Chris, back to you.
All right. Garrett Chapman there in Carrollton, where the Trojans seem to be in charge of this game tonight with Gainesville.
You know, we talked to Jeff Fisher earlier.
Yeah.
We talked about how some of the Georgia teams don't make it to the top of that high school 300. And I'm going to tell you one of the problems. These great teams like Carrollton have to have a game like this what feels like 15 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
And you have to win all 15 of them, you know, and it's what I'm just so impressed with Carrollton. We watched them play Rome. We watched them play all these teams, Westlake, I think. We watched them play all these teams, you know, Woodward Academy in the opening game.
Right.
And you're just like, every week is just a battle to get their best shot. Did you play in Gainesville? Gainesville's usually the team getting the best shot, but it was obvious Carrollton's the favorite here. And then they've still got to play East Coweta. They got to play Westlake. They can play Douglas County. And then they're going to play, you know, Colquitt County, or then they're going to play Buford, and then they're going to play Mill Creek, or then they're going to play North Gwinnett. You know, And what's happening is one of those you lose.
Yeah.
So like last year it was Walton that kind of rolled through everything and then didn't win. The year before that was Buford that everybody thought was just going to roll through everything, and then Walton beat him. You know, so it's so tough to be that team. And I may be the only guy in Georgia feeling sorry for Carrollton. I don't mean that.
Oh, no.
But it's tough to win those games every week like that.
Oh, yeah.
And when you're getting everybody's best shot. So my hat's off to those guys doing a great job at Carrollton.
They are doing a fantastic job down there. We've got a final score with Gordon Central. Chattooga's beating them 56-6, the final score. As Chattooga is off to a 4-0 start.
Chattooga.
What this season?
Yeah, that's another one of the teams you need to watch on. You got a pretty big list growing, Sam.
There really is growing here. Mount Vernon has beaten Best Academy 57-20. Final score, Mount Vernon, the winner in that one. Savannah Christian 28-7 winners over Fellowship Christian. We hope to have an update from that game before we leave the air tonight.
Yeah, I got Camden County wins over Spruce Creek in Florida. That was a good team. 47-20. Camden County 5-0. Camden County sneaky good.
Yeah,
they haven't really played a lot of Georgia teams in this first part of the year. They played in Florida a lot, but really good. They'll get in their region schedule soon. Sequoia is a winner tonight, 31-17. Final Sequoia really having a great season so far. They may 10-0.
You think?
Maybe.
Possibly. Okay, we watch for that now.
Watch for that. I don't mean to put any jinx on them. I'm just saying these guys have a schedule of teams they can beat. They've got a good football team. They're well coached. Sprayberry was a tough team. Sprayberry's up 17-10. They come back, score 3 touchdowns in a row. They win the game 31-17. That's what great teams do. And when you're having that special season, that's the kind of game you got to have tonight. So great job by Sequoia.
Okay. Some other scores to update you. Habersham Central is a winner over Loganville, 56-21. They're the winners in that game.
Let's talk about that one, Sam.
Okay.
Loganville's coach, Gene Cathcart, he stepped down for health reasons this week, right? So one of the first vacancies for the year starting now. So tough week for Loganville. I'm sure that's tough on the guys, but great career for coach. He was a coach at Jefferson for a long time too, and coached in South Carolina. So just wanted to send out thoughts to coach. He got dealing with some health issues and had to step away. So but that gives him out some opportunity in Loganville.
Yeah.
We know Loganville's had some great teams over the years.
They do.
Lanier is a winner tonight, 41-14 over Decula.
Ooh. Watch. Whether the final score in that game. The second year game with Winder Barrow is done. Second year does get the win, 20-15, the winner over Winder Barrow.
Remember what I told y'all about Gwinnett County? Players everywhere.
Yeah.
So you say, okay, Mill Creek, North Gwinnett, we're going to take some kids from those areas, you know, and then you say, well, they might not be as good anymore. No, they're still really good, and then second year starts getting really good.
Yeah.
You just got players everywhere.
Yeah.
Yep. You know, let me tell you where he didn't have players everywhere, Dom. Any place where you look up and you see coached by Chris Parker.
No, that's okay.
I had some great dudes. I loved them. I would have traded them for nobody, but we didn't have them spread out like that, okay? I didn't exactly go anywhere near Gwinnett County. Maybe that was a regret. They got players everywhere, man. Yep. All these teams.
Yep.
Norcross, 35-21 winner tonight. Always good. Yep. Lanier, another Maloof. 41, North Gwinnett winning 29-10 over Brookwood. Every week, man, Parkview got their first win, 32-9 over Burtmar. Gwinnett County, baby.
They got talent out there. Well, that comes with that youth, great youth program.
That is where a lot of it starts, honestly. That really is.
Fantastic youth program there. All right, folks, speaking of someone who grew up in the area playing as high school ball and got to play at the highest level, my goodness, Jeff Saturday is that person from DeKalb County, the North Carolina, Indianapolis Colts, Pro Bowl, Super Bowl, and last year the Georgia High School Football Hall of Fame. He is our School Days guest. If you missed it earlier, we're going to have it for you in the next segment. You stay with us and enjoy that. We hope you'll enjoy it here on the Scoreboard Show on this Friday night, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
First time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Now,
back to more of the High School Football Scoreboard Show.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain, and Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today at markspain.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Because you're representing Georgia football, too.
Taking it back.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's school days on the High School Scoreboard Show. Sam and Coach check in with the legend of Georgia high school football. Brought to you by Jim Ellis Automotive, where you could always expect the best. On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
It is time for school days here at the High School Scoreboard Show. Sam Crenshaw, Chris Parker in our Midtown Atlanta studios. We got games going on, and we're going to get to the scores and some updates coming up in our next segment. But we talked about him all night, having this guy on with us. We've been wanting to get this guy on for some time, Coach.
Man, we got a good one tonight.
We got a good one.
We're going to talk about the Indianapolis Colts and the Super Bowl.
No,
and,
no.
Oh, we're not going to talk about it. We're going to be the first people to not talk about that.
We're not going to ask him about Omaha either.
We're going to talk about Shamrock High School.
Yep.
And they're not playing tonight.
No, they're not. But he knows what
he did. Knows where it is. DeKalb County High School Football, Jeff Saturday.
With Friday Nights We're With You. Jeff Saturday, welcome to the Scoreboard Show with Sam and Chris.
Thanks for having me, fellas. I'm fired up, man. And listen, just throwing back the Shamrock, baby. Them Dragons. We were putting it together on Friday night, man. Yeah. Over in the stadium, lights on, baby. Ain't nothing better.
Yeah, I coached the Pickens Dragons. I didn't even know there was another Dragons. I've learned in my research. The
man,
Shamrock
you
Dragons.
You know what? You know what? My nieces went to Pickens County. They're the Pickens County Dragons as well.
Yeah, that's right.
And, so I have family that are Dragons from Pickens County as well.
Man, how about that? How about that, Sam?
Small world.
Hey, Jeff, so let's talk about Shamrock. When you think about that, I know people don't ask you about this. So when you think about your time at Shamrock, what comes to mind? Like, what stands out immediately?
Oh, man, Coach Gartrell, still one of the greatest coaches that I had. I mean, the coaches that we had at Shamrock, Cookie Ramos was my O-line, D-line coach. Coach East, Mike East was a defensive coordinator. Gartrell being our head guy. Frazier, we had, you named Coach Roland, who turned out to be, he'll go in the Hall of Fame for baseball. I mean, we just had, when I tell you, those men made such an impact on my life, just even not only with football, but just outside of the game, holding me to a standard and to accountability. Just an incredible place to go play. We made it to the playoffs for the first time. Unfortunately, we lost to Lakeside, who ended up being the state champions that year. But just watching that program turn around, man, and then Coach Gartrell obviously moves on to Stevenson, where he has, you know, a Hall of Fame career. But it was some incredible relationships, friendships that I still have with guys there. And just a special place, man, a treasure in my life, and one that I was fortunate to be there.
Yeah. Now, who is the rival now? Because I know right around the corner from you guys, there are a cluster of schools. Lakeside's not far. Henderson, Tucker. Who was it?
Yeah, all of these. So you named all of them. We had all of them. And then you got to remember they redistricted us because I think Tucker moved into a different one, and so then we had like Crim, Towers. We got put into that division from like my last year, but you named all the ones that were right beside the house that we all grew up playing each other. I played for the Tucker Lions at Fitzgerald.
Yeah.
So, but then I ended up going to Shamrock. But like you said, man, Lakeside, Tucker, Henderson, those were all the big ones, man, because we all grew up together playing in the same little leagues, and whether it's baseball, football, soccer, you name it, you know what I mean? We did it all. And so again, some incredible athletes coming to that area, and we had a ton of fun doing it. Lithonia turned out my last year, I believe it was Lithonia, my last 2 years that you would probably call our rival. And that was like Rod Brown, you know, NC State, and we had some you know, knockdown dragouts, man, some great games.
And there's been players here for a long time, Sam.
Yeah.
And we saw Jeff come into. We are on the board at the Georgia High School Hall of Fame. Sam and I voted you in, Jeff. And we Jeff came in this year with us in the High School Hall of Fame.
Yep.
And you can see these guys, Richard Dent, you know, Sterling Sharp, Jeff Saturday, that people are like, man, I didn't even know he played in Georgia. You know, and then they've got the other guy. We've always had good players here, Sam.
Yep.
Yeah, Lincoln Riley's here tonight, Jeff. He's in Carrollton. We had him on earlier, you know, watching Juju Lewis.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, so we're just saying, I think people are noticing we have these players now, but we've always had them.
What was that experience?
You know what's,
go ahead.
You know what's funny that you say that? Because let me tell you, and I got two of my high school, I mean, two of my college buddies are actually visiting me this weekend, Ryan Carfley and Chris Keldorf, who play with me at the University of North Carolina. And we were talking about it. And you know what's funny? One was from California. One was from New Jersey. Carfley went to Bergen Catholic, which is a great high school powerhouse in New Jersey. Keldorf was out in California. He had a great program. And but of all of us, I was the most ready to play as a young player because of the talent that I played against. I mean, I literally remember playing in the Georgia – I mean, the Georgia All-Star game. I think it was the North-South. I think it was the North-South game. And I remember playing in that game and looking at all the guys and realizing next year when we go to college, we're all playing against each other again. Just to your point, the level of talent we have always had, and those guys were ready to play as young players because they had been coached hard. They understood the game. They were multi-sport athletes, so they were athletic not only in one, but they could do a number of things. I can't tell you how proud I am of the state of Georgia and the type of football players not only that we produce now, but what we've been producing since I've known football. So late 80s, early 90s, however you want to frame it, we have had some absolute studs come through our state.
Yeah, it's not envious to be on that Hall of Fame board because, you know, you can only pick so many. And there's more on there than you can pick.
Yeah.
Right?
How big of a treat was that for you to walk into that room and see those guys last fall?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I remember my wife and, you know, my family, they're all going down with me. And, you know, we're parking and we're walking in. And, you know, my two sons, I got one who's 20. He's 24 now, but he was 23. And then I got one who's 17. And I remember as we're walking in and they're looking at all these guys. And they're like, holy man. And then they hear the stories. And, you know, you as you get introduced, they can't kind of give this 5-minute or 7-minute just kind of, hey, this is what this guy's career looked like. And just the awe that struck their faces when they hear about what these players did and the contribution they made to our game. It's humbling because you realize you're one of, And how many get overlooked? And we know, but you can't put everybody in, right? But there's so many great ones that are still will still eventually get in. But I was so proud to be a part of it, get in that second year, and it just made it. I remember Takeo hit me up, Spikes hit me up as soon as I got in. He was like, "Man, I'm so proud of you." You know, I thought last year, but he got, you know, a bunch of the Hall of Famers got in year one, and deservedly so, right? And so we had this conversation, but he sat beside me and we got to catch up, man, but there's just so many good people, good men who have produced, and it was an honor of a lifetime to get invited.
It's a who's who list now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's some ball players. hey, Jeff, talk to us about your, I guess, your recruitment was probably much different than what it would be today, right?
Right.
What advice do you have for someone out there who wants to be a Jeff Saturday, but maybe they don't feel like it's going exactly how they want it to right now? What advice would you have for them?
Yeah, mine was, you know, we were talking about this today. I think the two probably biggest schools at the time that recruited me were Auburn and Clemson. And I ended up choosing North Carolina because of the education that was coupled with it. But like football schools, well, Boston College as well. But you know, and they had produced a bunch of linemen. But I would tell everybody as you're going, find a place that you can play. Like, don't worry about the decal on the helmet nearly as much as the education and where you can find a place to play. There are so many players who get wasted by going to a school because they think it's going to look cool or it's a great name and it's going to be, man, let me tell you, when you're done, that degree, that diploma is going to matter. And if you start playing, you will have so much more fun where you are and where you're planted than trying to go somewhere that just has a name. And I think too many people get caught up in what that world looks like. And I tell you, I was fortunate. I chose Carolina. When I chose it, it was maybe a top 25 team. Three of my years, we were in the top 10. And you know, I hit it at the right time. We had some great teams, won some huge games. So don't worry about what teams have done in the past. Look at the kids who are coming in that you can build relationship with and build teams with. And listen, I'm telling you right now that the ability to go play. And then the other part to me is everybody leaves now, right? And I just don't believe my son walked on at Carolina. He stayed all his years, got his degree. He had so many opportunities to leave to go somewhere else. And I just kept telling him, man, it's not about that, right? It's not about just bouncing and going. There's something about sticking it out, learning, going through, going and getting to the finality of it. And I will tell you, as he was graduating, he was so proud that he had fought it out and stuck it through. And there's something about that. And listen, there's some grit made in that, man. Mm-hmm. I'm just letting you know. And he was very honest about the type of play. He knew he was not going to the NFL, so that was not, you know, it's different when guys have that type of ability. My son knew where he was as a player, but I respected the heck out of him. He's like, no, I'm gonna finish here, and I'm going to play on the plays I can, and when I do, I'm going to be my best, and I'm going to give the best look. And I just think there's something about that that makes you a better man in the end than just jumping ship every time something gets a little bit tough.
Folks, we've been spending time here with Jeff Saturday, our school day's guest. You know, I always think of great recruiting stories, yours and T.J. Yates, other side of town at Pope, who also ended up at North Carolina. And I just think you guys are just two of the best recruiting stories in this area. And you got it from right where you were. You didn't do a worry about the transfer into different schools or whatnot. And you found your way. Ironically, you both ended up at Chapel Hill.
That's exactly right. And I'm pretty sure TJ played with Roland, Coach Jeff Roland was their baseball coach there. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you're exactly right. Yeah. Just finding, like you said, and look, it's not always going to be easy, man. Like I tell people all the time, when I finally got to the league, I wasn't worried about who was in front of me, man, because I knew I had already done this, right? I had already. Mm-hmm. There's always going to be good players. If they ain't got good players, you don't want to be on the team anyhow.
Right.
But boy, you better worry about you. You know what I mean? Like for real. Let me tell you something. If you can walk in and there ain't many, and we know this, man. And listen, I'm in the Hall of Fame, like you said, the Georgia Hall. There ain't many who can just walk in anywhere and go play. All right, I'm just going to be real. I can hold it up one hand of how many guys that I've played with in my entire career, and they're in the NFL Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. That I would just tell you are just dudes, right? Everybody else freaking, they got it out the mud, man. And you better understand that part, that there's something about that makes you a better player, a better person than just something being handed to you, man. There's something about earning it that just – that makes it different. And TJ, myself, like there's so many more. It wasn't handed, bro. You better go earn it. And you're much happier with it once you receive it.
And we can't talk about this for long, but Sam, that is a lesson for many people playing right now in college and the NFL, right? Jeff, I mean, that's how people are going to separate themselves now is that grit. You know, that's how they're going to separate themselves. Yeah.
Yeah, you're 100% right. You got to have that. It's a different attitude that changes you, and you see it in players. That's a fact.
I can't let Jeff leave before I ask this question, Sam, okay? And, I mean, you may have another one. But
no.
I was a longtime high school football coach. Jeff was a high school football coach for a few years, and he goes to the NFL. Now, we said we weren't asking about the NFL, but I just wanted to know how nice it was that he didn't have to talk to anybody's mom.
Listen,
like in the NFL, did you ever have to talk to anybody's mom?
Let me tell you this right now. Those 8 weeks I spent the NFL, I talk to parents all day long I got in that day, boy. hey, that thing was a dumpster fire, bro. That thing was in bad shape. And you know, when you fired everybody and you standing there like this, you're like, oh, my word. Them poor players, man, you're just trying to get through each week.
So you were ready to go back to the bombs.
It was incredible.
Yeah.
it was an incredible experience. Yeah. But I cherish my time as a high school coach and in that short brief time, man, I was so honored that Irsay asked me, and I stood in the gap, man, and did it and had a blast doing it and I knew, I walked into that eyes wide open. I knew it was going to be a tough thing, no different than when I went to Hebron. Mm-hmm. I knew walking in that program, it was going to take time to develop it and grow it. And now I look at it now, I got so much pride, man. Yeah. They're in the top five, top three, and they, they're going to take that thing and win a,
yes,
a championship. And I love that I was part of that to build it to where it is. You know what I mean? There's something about can't everybody win one, but boy, I tell you, I know I pay tribute to get guys there, and it means a lot to me.
Yeah,
awesome.
From Friday nights in DeKalb County to Chapel Hill to the Colts to the Georgia High School Hall of Fame, and he's got a gold jacket in his future.
Yeah, man, this is one of the best. Yeah, this is the guy, man. We just said we weren't going to ask you about all that.
We're not going to ask him about
that. We appreciate you, Jeff. Man, a great ambassador for football, but we're excited because you're representing Georgia football too.
Yes, I appreciate y'all, man. I had a great time. I hope y'all have a great night and enjoy your time, man. Appreciate what you guys have done for the game.
This is the Games High School's Football Scoreboard Show.
Friday night, Under the Lights. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain, and Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today at markspain.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The Game at 99thegame.com. Sam and Chris from High School Scoreboard Show. Hope you enjoy our time spending with Jeff Saturday, our school days guest. Just talking about those nights in DeKalb County and how it shaped him fueled him and prepared him for the success that he enjoyed at the next level and then at the ultimate level of the game, the National Football League. Great spending time with him.
And we didn't even ask him about Peyton Manning.
We didn't ask him about Omaha or any of that. We really didn't. We didn't ask him about any of them things.
But, you know, everybody asked him those things.
I know it.
And I thought it was interesting to hear all that. He was just a great guy, but I thought he had some great answers, and I hope people listened to what he was saying, too, about picking your school and things like that. People need to hear.
Yeah, absolutely. And he just shared it with us tonight. We really appreciated him doing that. All right, we got updates. I think we got some finals from our crew. Let's start with Day-Day Lewis.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, High School Scoreboard Show with Sam Crenshaw and Coach Chris Parker. And guys, we've gone final 31-19. Cambridge Bears moving to 5-0 as they pick up the win over Calhoun here with head coach Tyler Jones. Coach, congratulations on the win.
Thank you. It was about as sloppy of a game as we could have played and still won, but, you know, we'll take the win.
You know, I was going to say on that first possession, when you guys lost the ball there, I was like, well, that's what Coach Jones was talking about. But you got to admit, the way you guys responded on that ensuing possession kind of got things going for you a little bit there.
Yes, sir. I mean, our defense played their tails off. I mean, they bailed us out time after time after time. And we were doing really good things on offense. The only time we really got stopped was when we stopped ourselves. Hats off to them for doing some really good things in the run game. Made it tough for us to run the ball, but I mean, we've got to play better if we want to continue to win.
All right, obviously this is a fantastic start for you here in year one. You got to be feeling good about that, though.
I feel good. I mean, I never question our guys' effort. Our discipline's got to get a little bit better, and we've just got to clean up the mistakes. When we do that, we're a really good football team.
Awesome. Well, what a way to celebrate homecoming, and congratulations. Good luck down the stretch.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, Sam and Chris, back to you guys.
All right, thanks a lot, Day-Day, for that update, and Cambridge handling the business.
Yeah, good win over Calhoun. Great job. Coach Jones got him rolling.
He does. He's done a great job. He stepped right in and has that program rolling in the right direction. All right, we got another update and another final right now. Let's check in with Eric Slaughter.
Sports Radio 929 The Game's Friday Night High School Scoreboard Show. This is Eric Slaughter. I'm coming to you from Bowden High School as the Red Devils have gone final. Victory over the Heard County Braves by the final score of 35-21. Joined now by head coach Rich Finley. Players of the game, Joshua Davis and Jackson Edwards. Starting with coach. First off, coach, Heard County got back into this game, got it down to one score after you opened up a 28-7 lead. What message did you get to you guys to hold their composure as the other team started to pull it back in?
Well, we talk about that all the time. You know, you're going to battle adversity in football games, and you have to keep your composure, because if you don't, you start playing off emotion. Personal fouls happen, bad things happen, lack of execution happens. We just had to continue doing what we do and execute what we do on O&D, and we knew that we could get another score and get a two-score lead, and that's what we wanted to do and run the clock out.
And absolutely, you actually kind of took the words right out of my mouth. As you extended your lead, you had no hesitation handing the ball to number 21 behind that that big offensive line. Talk about knowing you can hand this young man this bowling ball you have here, who delivers the blow every time he runs the ball. Talk about the confidence you know that he can take your team home.
Well, I'm extremely proud of him tonight, him and Nate Boney. We had a back go down about the third play of the game, and we usually have a three-man rotation and also a three-man rotation on defense. And, you know, both running backs were forced to play probably double the snaps they've been playing the four previous games coming into this one. But I trust this guy. I know what he's going to do with the football in his hand. I know what he's going to do. I know what kind of effort. The guy loves football, and I'm just proud of how hard they play tonight, you know, probably playing 25 extra snaps as opposed to what they've been doing in previous weeks.
And before we talk to the players, you cannot run the ball effectively if those five big guys up front are not doing their job. The senior captain was leading the way. We're going to talk to him, but talk about the play of the offensive line as a unit.
Our offensive line has been really good all year. Very proud of those guys, and they're as good as any O-line I've been around in any classification that I've coached in. They can play with the 6A and 7A guys, too. They're hard workers, good weight room kids. They do all the little things right, and it shows on Friday night.
All right. Well, Coach, appreciate your time. Congratulations on this big win, and keep going down the line. We look forward back and to see you back there at Center Park Stadium, maybe. Oh, sorry, Mercedes-Benz Stadium back in December.
We hope. We got a lot of little things to correct, but we hope we're there.
All right, going to talk to a couple players of the game right now. First off, starting off with running back Joshua Davis, who got into the end zone two times tonight, I believe. Absolutely got in one big run. Talk about the holes and how you finish all your runs delivering the blow.
It's basically on the big guys. I get all my effort to them. But if it weren't for them, it wouldn't be on me. So after I get to the secondary, as much they can't mess with me. So it's just the effort that I put into this game. I love this game. I'm nothing without this game. And it's just the love I got for it.
What kind of message did you feel Coach gave you guys when Hurd kind of got it back into this game? Did you talk to the guys in the huddle, say, hey, we got to finish this?
Yeah, I have basically told them that we got to finish this game. We got to lock in. We've not been here before. We've not been down before. We know we faced adversity multiple times, and we came out on top every time. But we got to trust your guys. Coach trusts us. We trust each other, and that's basically it, team.
All right. Talk about your senior captain right here, the big center, calling us, the offensive line, and playing defense. Got a big sack early in the game.
He ain't nothing but a leader every day. Every day at practice, every guy joking around, he get him in scrape. Like, he's been a leader. So ever since I moved here during the summer, like, he's been a leader. That's Eddie.
All right, that's running back Joshua Davis. Now we're going to talk to two-way lineman Jackson Edwards. First off, I saw you early in the game. You were really hyped up, getting your guys going. How do you get yourself so amped up in the pregame?
The moments during the game when the team is dead, me, Josh, Charles, like, we all tried to like
motivate each other, yeah, keep each other going.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now playing both ways, you got a big sack early in the first half. Talk about your reads and how you got in there in the quarterback.
We caught a blitz right there, and I just came like unblocked. So like I just chose to make the sack right there.
All right. And then lately, going to the game. First off, you snap it to a heck of a quarterback standing here. But quarterbacks get the love all the time. That's why I'm talking to you right now. Talk about your unit, that offensive line. You guys pretty much ran this clock out in the fourth quarter as a unit. You work together. You teammates. You play together. You work out. Play Madden together. What's it like?
It's all about a family. One of us can't do it without the other.
Absolutely.
And we preach that the whole year and through practice. And yes, sir.
All right. Are you a little nervous? No problem. Yeah. I got the offensive starting captain here, the senior lineman, Jackson Edwards. Appreciate you guys. Congrats on this big win. You got a week off. Keep the intensity going, and we'll see you on down the line.
All right.
All right. Once again, your final score from Bowden, Red Devils 35, Hurd County Braves 21. This is Eric Slaughter going back to the studio with Sam and Chris.
All right, that is Eric Slaughter, and he'll take the Land Cruiser back home out there after that long ride. He
loves to go to those kind of places.
Though. He really does.
And
really
I like
does.
It, too, because we get to highlight some people that are a little bit different. You know, we don't get to Bowden very often.
Yeah.
Right? That's neat. Yeah, two-time defending state champions.
He brought it home and did an excellent job. All right, which direction are we going in now? All right. Oh, we got Owen. Owen Kennedy at Chattahoochee has an update on the final from his game. Owen, welcome back to the Scoreboard Show. What happened out there tonight?
It was absolutely amazing. We won 29-26. It was like close at the end. The QB went down, but we pulled through at the end and won.
Wow, your QB goes down. I mean, how do they hold it together?
I don't know. Like, just great teamwork. They thought about each other and just, like, won the game. I don't know. It was great.
So Chattahoochee with the win over Centennial. Big win tonight. Yeah, what do you think was the key to the game before the quarterback got hurt? What was going well for Chattahoochee?
Well, he was just throwing amazing passes to our receiver and just getting a lot of touchdowns, you know, like points over them. Like, we were just all around a better team today than they were.
Fantastic, fantastic. So you guys off of this tremendous start. And who do you guys have next?
Next game, I think it's Milton, but I don't know.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yep.
Get a little real in a hurry.
It's coming up, though.
But, hey.
I know. That's going to be a rough.
4-0.
Yep.
4-0. He's right. Milton next. But 4-0. You can't be better than 4-0 after four games, Sam. So, congratulations to Chattahoochee. Great start to the year.
Well done, Owen.
I know. We're undefeated. We're pulling through. I'm hoping next game's going to be amazing.
I think it will be. We're looking forward to that. Hey, we appreciate you checking in with us tonight. This is the man that's headed to Clemson, right?
Clemson.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for joining us on the Scoreboard Show.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
All right. That is Owen Kennedy out of Chattahoochee, and he's excited about his team being 4-0.
4-0. And, you know, Sam, I know it's not popular, but, you know, I like Dabo. You know, Dabo went to Alabama, same as me.
Yeah, yeah,
he's just a little bit older than me. I mean, you know, I don't have to hate on Dabo and Clemson all the time, you know?
See, you're going to make it be all right. All right, we got Garrett Chapman. He's going to wrap up a game. I mean, I don't know what more celebrities or big-name coaches he
got. Yeah, Rihanna's there. Who else is there?
Let's check in with Garrett.
Sports Radio 92.9, the game in the High School Scoreboard Show. Carrollton Trojans, winners of this one, 45-16. I'm joined by Joey King, head coach of the Carrollton Trojans. Coach, full team effort tonight. What'd you learn about your team?
Yeah, full team effort. Our guys are going to fight. We talked about fighting for four quarters, and I think our guys really did that. But they played hard, too. You know, you had two well-coached, hard-fighting teams. There were some things probably a little uncharacteristic of both sides because the emotion and intensity was so high early that I wasn't real proud of. But I thought our guys kept their composure in the second half and finished the deal.
Coach, this offense took a minute to get rolling, but when it did, it really came on strong. I mean, how important is that versatility and the ability to run the ball and also throw the ball to your offense?
Yeah, it all starts up front. Those guys did a really good job. Gainesville gives you a lot of different presentations, so our guys did a good job of playing assignment football up front. The first possession of the game, we drove it all the way down the field and then turned it over, you know, so that hurt us a little bit. But our guys are confident. They believe in each other, and they're an unselfish bunch, you know, and when you got an unselfish bunch of talented guys, that mixes pretty well.
And Coach, that defense shined again tonight. I mean, outside of the one big play and then you have the blocked kick, I mean, you pretty much kept them out of the end zone. Tremendous effort from the defense.
Super proud. Coach McGovern, our whole defensive staff, and those guys, they played their tails off, did a good job of playing assignment football, other than those one or two little hiccups, but we'll get those cleaned up this weekend.
And Coach, last one from me. You're exactly halfway through the season. You got a trip to Alabama, then it's region play. What have you learned about your team? What do you still want to learn from your team down the stretch?
Well, you know, we want to have that regardless mentality, so I see it right now during moments of adversity. We're going to fight regardless. We got a big one next week, super talented Parker roster. And then we got to heal up a little bit in our bye week. When you play teams like this, you're bumped and bruised a little bit. So hopefully we'll heal up and be fine by region play.
Well, Coach, good luck to your team.
Thanks so much.
Congratulations on the win. Joey King joining me. Carrollton Trojans, 45-16 winners over Gainesville Red Elephants. One of the best teams in the state, one of the best teams in America. Very good roster, and it's showing up on the field. Sam Crenshaw, I know you love Carrollton. It's where your West Georgia Wolves call home. And I know you've got your hand on your heart, singing your alma mater. Guys, it's been a lot of fun. Lots of great action here with Gainesville and with Carrollton. Sam and Chris, back to you.
All right, fantastic. Thanks a lot, Garrett. And yes, I am always proud of my West Georgia.
He really did, by the way. Yeah, he really did. So, Coach Joey King won his 109th game today as a coach. I mean, he didn't win them. The teams did, but he gets credit. That's how the head coach works.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
109 wins. How many times do you think he's lost in them 109 wins?
Not many.
Well, nine.
Who?
Nine. 109 wins, nine losses. I'm just going to tell you, Dom.
And you know a little something about that personally, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, I didn't contribute to any of those nine, okay? But I did contribute to a few of those 109, if you know what I mean. So, at nine losses, that was a pretty good 2 or 3 year run for me at times. But yeah, Coach King in his ninth year, nine losses. That's pretty good.
You know, they're playing next. Their next game is on the 27th. They're playing Parker.
Yeah, that's Birmingham.
It's Birmingham.
Yeah, you know that area.
That's
some of our people.
My parents are both. My parents
from that exact area,
Parker High School.
Okay, yeah.
And I think they may play their home games at Legion Field.
Do they right now play them at Legion Field?
They may. It's a few blocks.
They did used to. I know.
It's a few blocks away. I don't know if they have a stadium at the school or not, but they may still play their games
at Legion Field.
What a treat.
What a treat.
What a treat that would be for the Carrollton team to go and play in it. Basically, you're playing football in a museum.
And if Juju Lewis wanted to just get a little taste of that, he could stay over there, you know. But but
I knew you were going to take it down there. That's not the slippery slope. There you
but
go.
But let me tell you this before I change the subject and get myself in trouble. Parker is really good in Alabama. Now, I mean, Carrollton's better than them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But
oh, yeah.
This is a talented group. Like, they're one of those teams that's kind of put some people together, like Douglas County. Like, you know, kind of that new team that's really good in Alabama. So that will be a test for them. Yeah, there's some athletes at Parker now.
Okay. Okay. All right. We'll see. We'll see. But I saw Parker. We said Parker. Is that some Parker down in South Alabama?
That's Birmingham.
That's Birmingham.
That's right Parker. By Legion Field.
Right
like
by
said,
Legion
yeah.
Field. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So we'll see if they're going to get to play there. That would be quite a treat for them to get to do that. It's coming up on the 27th. All right, folks, coming up, we're going to have more scores and talk with some of the winning coaches on this Friday night as we go to the 11 o'clock hour. You're listening to the Scoreboard Show, High School Scoreboard Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.